Hello and welcome to day 11 of our 10 days of miracles. Day 11. Here we are. I've heard from a few people who are experiencing 12 days over the last couple of days that they're experiencing doubt, a level of doubt or resistance to allowing themselves to believe that the miracle is possible. One of them actually said they're like, they hear this voice inside their head that says, "You're right. You're right." Like it's not possible. If that's happening for you, notice that. How easy it is for us to doubt the good, but we never doubt the quote unquote bad. We never doubt that things wouldn't work out. We automatically assume that things not working out is a default. It's just how it is. But things working out, we doubt. It reminds me when I was first becoming a holistic health coach. That was my first step in the journey to being a coach, was becoming a holistic health coach. And part of what I was learning is supporting people with making better choices for their health, like what to eat. And this was like 16 years ago. So there was already a lot of conversation happening around food, but nowhere near it as it is right now. And I would talk to people about eating greens and they would be like, "But why? Give me evidence." People still say that actually. It's a lot easier to have somebody have, and I'm not saying it's you, but just like in the drift, in like the default, it's a lot easier for people to go grab fast food, McDonald's or whatever it is, chips, whatever it is, without a question. And they actually need evidence to have greens, to have healthy food. And I'm not saying it's you, it's just what happens. But for you, it may be that you don't need any evidence for things not working out. You just assume they won't. But when it comes to things working out, there is a lot of doubt that creeps in. And that's part of programming. Part of programming is that by default, we assume that miracles take a lot, that they truly are some rarity in nature that happens to some special people at some special time. It takes a lot of work, intention, attention, focus, commitment to constantly expect something good to happen, something to come together, something to work out. We are trained to expect things not to work, for somebody to take advantage of us, for somebody to hurt us, for money to not come in, for not to get the job, not for business to not be successful, for the relationship to not work out. We automatically are trained, automatically go there. It takes something for us to imagine that the miracle is just an everyday occurrence, that it's possible and it happens for all the people, including you and me, all the time. And all we have to do is show up, see it, receive it. So today, as you take a deep breath in on day 11, and exhale. And one more time, take a breath in, slowly indulging in the air coming into your body. Sometimes we tend to go just this like quick, hasty breath, as if there is not enough air. And we have to get all this air in right now, letting it out. And allowing yourself to be in this space for a moment. Gently breathing in again and allowing air to, by default, enter all the crevices inside of you. And then when you are complete breathing it in, stop it. and for a moment be present to being full. And if you have to breathe out, breathe out if you're not used to that rhythm. But then do it again. Take air in and then stop before exhaling. And in that moment, when you stop before exhaling, feel the fullness. Feel yourself being in the space of presence to all the fullness inside of you. What if everything that you want was as given and guaranteed as the air you just inhaled? You didn't think twice about it, you just inhaled. And then you exhaled when you were done with that. And then you inhaled again. What if from now on you expected the miracles are just like that too? And just like you have every right to breathe air, and this moment is still true on planet Earth, you have every right to exhale and take more air in and exhale. What if miracles were just like that too? A given, a certain guarantee. Not because of anything other than just because. Because you are, because they are, because divine craves to express itself through you. What if today you leaned in a little deeper into what's possible? You leaned in a little farther away from doubt and in to why not? Why not me? Why not now? Why yes? Why yes? Why yes me? Why yes now? Because I say so. Because it's Friday, because it's January 3rd, 2025, and because I have been working on being a space for miracles for the last 10 days, and today on a day 11th, I will allow myself to believe it a little deeper, open up a little deeper to a possibility that I can actually be the space. I don't have to, like I said yesterday, do anymore, suffer anymore, punish myself anymore. I was with a group of people yesterday coaching them. They're beginning a whole new journey in leadership, and every single one of them was sharing something they're excited about. And as soon as they shared it, they immediately went to, but also. And then they proceeded to start sharing all the things that don't work or all the mistakes they made last year. And I would stop them immediately and said, notice how quickly we go into the space of having to explain why this goodness we are excited about right now is, on the other side of some other things. And we should also know that as much as I am excited about this, you, everybody around me, should also know that there is the things that don't work. Almost like we punish ourselves for being excited about something and expecting miracles. So today on day 11, as you take the next breath in, breathe in a beautiful violet light. And as this violet light enters your body, like a lilac, very delicate lilac violet light, as it enters your body, let it spread all throughout. And as it spreads all throughout within you, take on a little bit more possibility that you actually are an expression of miracles. More of miracle, less of doubt. More of possibility, less of default. And keep breathing in this beautiful lilac, violet, very delicate colored air. And feel yourself filled in to capacity. So much so that you all of a sudden get to expand the walls of your physical space to take in more because there is more available for you. And on this January 3rd, 2025, as certain as you are of that, because it says it everywhere, January 3rd, 2025, What if, as certain as you are about that, you are also certain that the miracle is occurring in your space already? With the same certainty as you know your name is, say your name to yourself. My name is. You know it because it's on your birth certificate, on your identity, driver's license, or ID, whatever you use. As certain as you are of that, you also are certain that you are a space for miracles. How old are you today? As certain as you are of that, you are also certain that you are a creator of your miracle today. Now remember, a miracle could be anything. It doesn't have to be the $1 million in your bank account, because that actually, if you never had it happen for you, if you never had any kind of money miracle happen for you, $1 million in your bank account would completely fry your identity, your circuits. You would not know what to do with it. You would get rid of it tomorrow. I'm sure you've heard many stories. By now, they're circulated in so many different ways, used as an example of people winning a lottery and then getting rid of it in some mysterious ways. Not really mysterious. They drink it off, gamble it off, they don't pay taxes, then they have to pay penalties, and all of a sudden money disappears and they find themselves worse off financially than they did before lottery. Why? Because they weren't ready for that level of existence, that level of responsibility. So maybe you're praying for a miracle that is like $1 million in my bank account. I will be set for life. Not true. You will be set for life when you choose that you are set for life. Not because of some external evidence, but because you choose it. And then seek the external evidence, create the external evidence. So whatever miracle today you are a space for, have it be something that has you have evidence that you are a space for miracle, not that it's going to solve all your problems. Nothing that's outside of you will solve all your problems. You are the only one who will solve all your problems. Why? How? By expecting that there are no problems. There are no problems. There are only indications of solutions. And every miracle that you open to create today, receive today, witness today through you is an answer to whatever problem you are facing. Today, I receive my answer. Today, I will open to my answer. Today, I will see it. I will become aware of it, and I will accept it as one. I will not question it or doubt it. As certain as I am that today is January 3rd, I will be certain of this answer, and I will just choose it. I will choose it. I am not foreign to circling things in my head over and over again, like something's going to change the longer I keep it tumbling in my head. Nothing's going to change. The only thing that'll change is the illusion of time will go by and I will still be in confusion. But the moment I just choose something and move forward, all of a sudden the miracle double, triple, quadruple all around me. So today, be as certain of your miracles as you are of what your name is, what today is, and how old you are. Be as certain of a miracle and then choose that you are the space for the solutions for the problems or situations that you are facing right now. And allow yourself to receive with certainty. More certainty, less doubt. Just choose it today. And look for all the evidence of lilac purple, very delicate, gentle violet color. And when you see it today, perhaps that will be your indicator, your sign that the miracle is on its way. And all you have to do is choose it now. See you tomorrow for our final day of 12 Days of Miracles.